podcast called Living the Stream comes to you each week. Streaming recommendations during NFL season, it's not just tongue-in-cheek. Quarterback, defense, tight end recommendations based on opposition matchup. Here are your podcast hosts, J.J. Zacharyson and Danny Carter, Living the Stream.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Living the Stream. I'm J.J. Zacharyson, the late-round quarterback. And as always, I am joined by my lovely, lovely, lovely co-host, Denny Carter. Denny, what's going on, buddy?
This is a very special edition.
It's very special.
Very special. And I've been drinking Miller Lite since noon, so I'm ready.
That's good. It is special, not only because today is draft day for the Living in the Stream League, but we're also joined today. We're going to be joined by a lot of people, but right now we are joined by we're joined by Hollywood Tom Everett Scott.
Hello.
Tom, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. I just said goodnight to Shirley MacLaine. She just hopped in an Uber.
Right, and we saw it. We saw that. Yeah.
Good. They've given me lots of advice on how to draft tonight. So good luck.
Nice. So we have Tom in the league. We have obviously Denny and I in the league. It's a 14 teamer. We're going to be joined by all but one of the league members because one of them was not able to make it. But the draft will start in just a few minutes. Tom, do you have a specific strategy that you're going to approach this with, or are you just kind of going to de-gaff it?
I am going to just follow along with ADP from ESPN because I hear that it's great, that it's like just that's the way to go, right? Just take the next available player from ESPN.
Yeah, just walk into the draft room and just look at who they tell you to draft and just select that guy.
Should be easy.
Position doesn't matter. I'm actually curious though, like Denny, yeah. when do you think the first quarterback's going to get drafted?
I have a feeling that we're going to see people go like nuclear late round quarterback, and which, you know, hopefully you and I will we'll get someone of value at some point, but I think that we're going to see people, you know, wait until way into the double digit rounds, most people, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I totally agree. I'm thinking that the first quarterback will leave the board. I'm guessing, and I can say this in front of you guys because we haven't had a guest in here yet, and this is not something that our league members are listening to right now. I'm guessing the first quarterback leaves the board in round six, and this is of a 14 team league, so that's potentially round seven in a normal 10 or 12 teamer.
Yeah.
And do we shame that person?
We do shame. I mean, that person gets shamed. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. So Denny, you're in the what spot are you in?
I'm in ninth, which is a hateful position in 14 team league, by the way.
Yeah. You're probably going to look wide receiver because
you don't know me. You don't know me.
We actually just started. We started a Roto World redraft league with some folks, and I'm in the 11 spot, right in between Josh Norris and Mike Clay, and I. There were nine the first 10 picks, nine wide receivers and one running back. And that one running back went to the Davis Maddock with the second overall pick, David Johnson. So not only did he forego drafting one of the big three wide receivers, but now he's going to realize that he's not going to be able to get a legitimate wide receiver because of the way those drafts go.
Come on, Davis.
I would guess this draft doesn't go quite like that.
Davis makes statements when he does fantasy drafts. So let's. I wanted to mention before the draft gets started that this draft, as per the usual for our advertiser, is our sponsor is ApexFantasyLeagues.com. We've mentioned them for the last 4 or 5 weeks. I'm signed up for an Apex League. I know JJ is. Not only does it reward the best players in your league by rewarding total points scored on a given week, but it also has the best payout system of any fantasy format on the internet. It is really generous and rewards the first and second and third places for each league. So check them out, apexfantasyleagues.com.
Yes, we only have seconds before the draft starts, but I do have to say, not only is Apex great, but Denny, my third bachelor party last weekend, I talked to and hung out with a dude who races lawnmowers.
Well, good thing we don't have to get into that right now.
I'm so glad that this is the podcast that followed up that third bachelor party, because we would be talking about that for a very long time. The draft started, though. First up, we have Dean Becerra. He is, I'm going to say all their names wrong. Antonio Brown already off the board. Now we have Robert Townsend, which, by the way, his email address says Robert Towns E. And so I've thought this whole time, I'm like, oh, his last name is like Towns or something like that, but it's Townsend.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Julio Jones goes number two to Robert, which is no surprise. Guaranteed that more than likely right here for Nikolai Pitra, number three, Odell Beckham just went.
Yep.
So no surprises so far.
Oh man, there goes AJ Green.
AJ Green gone. Woo. Tom's picking five. You're in a tough spot, Tom.
That is tough.
I am, because at this point, you know, this is the I think the obvious guy is Dez. So I think I'm gonna select Dez Bryant.
It's a good pick.
I would go that way, yeah.
That's the direction I would go to. I had the exact same situation. And actually, you know what you could do, Tom, is every time you think out loud before you actually make your pick, you can get you can see how Denny and I react to that selection right before you make it.
That's true.
Just wait. I went Dez in our Apex League at five overall. Todd Gurley, the first running back off the board to Carlos Kesbers, which
– How did you – Yeah.
It does not seem like a real name, but it's a real name. Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley goes.
That makes sense.
I was going to say, how did you feel about Dez as your fifth pick there in the Apex?
I felt pretty good about it overall.
You felt good about your team in that league?
Yeah, for the most part. For the most part. I mean, it was a very, very wide receiver heavy draft. So,
Denny, did you take a wide receiver in that first round of that draft?
I did. I took Mike Evans, which was a reach, but I was just he was the best wide receiver available, I thought, and I swung around and I got Keenan Allen. I think
I can't remember what your team was, but I ended up I got Lamar Miller in the second after getting Dez, which was I thought was a good value, and then third I reached a little bit for Dante Moncrief, but he was like wide receiver 20 just because it was such a wide receiver heavy draft. After Gurley we have Mel Campo going with Adrian Peterson, so that's two running backs in a row in these first seven picks. Not super surprising, I think. AP, especially drafting on a site like ESPN, you're gonna find that AP goes higher just because they're super super high on Adrian Peterson. Next up, we have Ross Thane, who might be the most hardcore LTS listener that we have.
Definitely,
he's taking his time a little bit. There's about 40 seconds gone off the clock.
By the way, can we talk about the person who takes 90 seconds to make their first pick?
Yeah.
Make the first pick. What do you take? There's no players that are going to magically appear. Just pick.
Right. Yeah. I mean, now we're down to 39 seconds. I mean, it's getting there, Ross. Ross, like, come on, man. Like, you've been so good to us. But
what,
like,
makes Ross such a hardcore listener? What makes him the most hardcore?
I think, I mean, like, he's just been like, he'll send random photoshops every once in a while. He'll send stuff like that. he'll send us love letters in the mail. He will.
Nice.
Yeah. He once sent
actual mail.
No, he doesn't do that. He once sent us $300 to Starbucks. He didn't do that either. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Looks like we might get an auto pick with this.
Okay.
Uh-oh, okay. Is he online? Maybe he's not on. Whoops. Well, he got David Johnson.
Well, David Johnson's fine. And that was not the next guy up, so I guess he did take the whole entire minute and a half.
No. I may have telegraphed my pick earlier, so I'm just going to go ahead. And I'm going to get Mike Evans at nine.
Dang! Oh, you and Mike Evans, man. You and Mike
Evans. We are riding and we're dying together.
All right, Denny, since I'm coming up, why don't we introduce our first guest on this episode? We've got the Norwegians. I'm hoping the Norwegians are on the line here. Are you guys here?
Yes. Hello.
Are both of you guys here?
No, Saksag is busy with the sick child.
Oh man, that sucks. That's unfortunate. So so that video that you guys sent in for the application was one of the greatest things that I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, what was the inspiration behind that?
Well, First off, I have to apologize for my choppy accent, but we'll try anyways. Saxo actually makes videos each week in our fantasy league where he either honored the winner of against his team or he bashes the loser. And last year it was a lot of bashing. He did good in our league last year. So he actually he makes videos for everything right now, and we thought, what's typical Norwegian? Nature and beautiful girls. That's pretty much it.
So, I mean, I'm sure you're super jealous that you don't live in a country that is looking to elect Donald Trump as president, as you showed in the video.
Well, we're pretty amazed with Trump because our politicians, they play Pokemon when they have government meetings, they play Pokemon, and that's all the newspapers write about.
Trump eats Pokemon.
He kind of looked like one.
Oh, he does look like one.
Not even. What would his name be though?
Oh God!
Like Trump Trumpion?
I don't know actually, but you got quite an awesome country though. You're capitalist. We like capitalists.
Yeah.
And still, the best part about America is your sports, and that's the most socialistic thing ever.
Yeah, very true.
It is. So
how did you find Living the Stream?
I was looking for defenses in 2014.
All right, okay, so you were looking for defenses, and then you somehow heard Denny's takes, and you're like, I gotta listen to this thing every week.
I have to.
Yeah, I found you guys on Twitter, and then I started listening to your podcasts.
Yeah, word. That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you you being in the league. We're looking forward to you being in the league. Do you have any parting thoughts? Any trash that you want to talk before you get out of here?
Actually, I'm going to do a lot of trash talking, but...
oh, really?
I'll have to see how this league...
You can't possibly win this league. You're from another country. You don't understand our customs and our traditions. Oh. How could you win?
Tom's going in.
That's quite right, but we're from superior genetic stock, so it's cool. We'll manage.
Oh, I love it. All right, man. Well, I really appreciate you. Really appreciate you hopping on, and good luck. Good luck with the rest of the draft.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Awesome. We got
to get patriotic there. I'm a patriot, man.
Oh, it's beautiful, Tom. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, you went full jingoistic there. I appreciate that.
So after Denny took Mike Evans 9th overall, we had Allen Robinson at 10th overall to Andrew Schmidt, DeAndre Hopkins to the Norwegians at 11th overall, which actually might end up being quite a steal. And then we had Lamar Miller next, who went to Melinda. Mm-hmm. And then Alshon went to Eddie Strait right before I went, where I took Keenan Allen and Ezekiel Elliott at the turn, which,
personally,
you know, that's not a bad turn, I feel like.
Why would you take Elliott if you could just have Alfred Morris in the 12th?
That's how, right. Isn't that the thing now? Isn't that like what's going on? But yeah, so we had Jamal Charles, then after Zeke, then Sammy Watkins, Brandon Marshall, Brandon Cooks, T.Y. Hilton, Jordy Nelson. So so Denny, you went with, who did you go with?
I went with Hilton. Yeah, I went with the Colts' second best receiver. Yeah,
that's right. That is very true. Very true. Yeah. I'm glad that you admit to that. So what your thought is just
my thought is that I believe that his ceiling is tremendous. His floor is probably a little scarier than I would like to admit after taking him 20th overall. Mm-hmm. I'm committed to getting, you know, wide receivers early on. And I think that his ceiling is much, much higher than, you know, Moncrief, who's, I know your guy, and he could outcatch him for sure. Moncrief could outcatch Hilton.
Yeah. Yeah. I published that article today of my 13 favorite values in fantasy football. Moncrief was on there. Like we said, last podcast, Moncrief, when Andrew Luck was under center last year, Moncrief actually had one more reception than T.Y. Hilton did. So,
right.
He's in a good spot this year. So after T.Y. Hilton, we had Jordy. Like I said, Amari Cooper goes to Mel Campo. then Gronk, then Devontae Freeman, and then speak of the devil in the late second round to Joe Lotori. He gets Dante Moncrief, and then
and then
Le'Veon Bell to Nikolai Pitra, which means, I mean, that's a fall for Le'Veon in a 14 team league.
Yes, it is.
Tom, were you considering Le'Veon two picks prior where you got Devontae Freeman? Was he in your consideration set, or you're just not waving that because he's gone for the first 3 weeks?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Steelers, are they going to even put up points this year? I mean, are they a team that?
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I think it's because he's suspended. I'm just trying to go with guys who are going to more likely get more games in. I was really surprised by that. First, that Gronkowski grab in this league, because you guys stream tight ends. I just thought it would be more of that going on. And then Moncrief, I was surprised by.
Yeah. The Moncrief pick is definitely a surprise. But look, I'm glad. I mean, that's putting a lot of stock into what we talked about last week on the show and what a lot of people were talking about with Dante Moncrief. I mean, realistically, he could end up outscoring T.Y. Hilton. You know, that's part of what could happen.
Sure.
So we had Le'Veon go, as I said, at 26 overall. So towards the end of the second round, because it's a 14 team league. Then we had Mark Ingram, and then the turn is hitting now, and it's Eddie Lacy and LeSean McCoy. So Dean Becerra, after getting Antonio Brown, gets LeSean McCoy and Eddie Lacy. So not a bad strategy, considering he has the best wide receiver. Well, to Denny, the third best wide receiver on his own team, but the best wide receiver in the league. But we're seeing after that run in wide receivers, we're seeing a definite run on running backs here.
Jordy has too much unknown for me with the knee situation. He went 21st overall. I wanted him. I mean, if he were healthy, I would have taken him happily at 20, but I just couldn't pull the trigger.
Yeah. After LeSean McCoy, we had Doug Martin going to Robert Townsend, Demaryius going to Nikolai Pitra next. The guy who's coming on next here in a second is our boy Ross, who took forever for his first pick, so we got to kind of drill him with that and see what the heck that was all about. But right now Ross has David Johnson and Jordy Nelson. So you were just talking about Jordy, but David Johnson's to me David Johnson's the RB1. I would have taken David Johnson over Gurley. And for the record, this is a half. We should have said this at the beginning. It's a regular quarterback, two running back, two wide receiver, tight end, flex, additional flex, defense, no kicker, 0.5 PPR league. Off the board there goes Jeremy Maclin after Demaryius Thomas. So Maclin, you know, early-ish third. It's a 14-team league. You can kind of understand why that's the case. Are you into Maclin this year, either of you?
Yeah, I love Maclin.
Yeah. Super safe, right?
Yeah, I think it's a safe bet for sure.
Yeah,
given that offense,
so his production last year on a per target and per catch basis was not too far off from, you know, from his other seasons. It's not like that last year was an outlier in how he performed at all. Really, he's had much bigger seasons as far as efficiency goes.
Yeah, I mean, remember that year in Philly where he was a top 12 wide receiver, phenomenal season. I mean, Macklin's a really, really talented wide receiver. So it makes sense that he's going where he is, despite the fact that he has Lord Jesus throwing him the ball. I say despite the fact, but we all know that it's just because it's check down central there. So we'll see how that goes overall. Still on the clock right now. The next pick just went. It was C.J. Anderson to Tom.
Yes.
It's a little crazy. Tom, I'm for going to zero RB.
So you have Devontae, C.J. Anderson, and Dez Bryant so far. Are you a little bit worried that C.J. Anderson might not score many points many touchdowns because of that quarterback situation?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to be horrible, right? They can't really figure out who they want throwing the ball. I mean, is there a chance that it'll be Paxton Lynch sometime soon?
I hope so.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like we have Ross in here. Ross, I have to ask you, why did you take 45 minutes to make your first pick?
Please do not judge me. And I also went with a running back. So it was I set up. It was not good. It was
a slight panic move.
It was. The room was on fire. It was not good.
The room was on fire. Well, I mean, at least, but you got the best running back in fantasy football, in my opinion, though.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I appreciate that. I got him three rounds too early, but hey, what are you going
to
do?
We were talking. Denny, do you want to say anything to?
That's good. The room was on fire. I'm actually picturing that this is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not good. And Denny, hold on really quick before I want to hijack it for a second. I have a board certified dental hygienist that is joining me. Oh, it's my wife. Hello.
Hello.
A member of Big Dental or a big floss.
Big floss.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me, what are your thoughts on flossing and such?
I think it's important, of course. Uh-oh. Every day.
Uh-oh. This is.
Are you here
and
to kill me?
I don't
have
any studies to show me.
Yeah. Go ahead. Get in here.
How would I do it?
Tell us about the flossing.
What do you want to know?
Do you mind demonstrating how to floss? Well, okay.
Is it a conspiracy?
I don't think it's a conspiracy.
All right.
I'm gonna do it.
She's done. And
Daddy, I'm gonna do it.
And really quick, Daisy wanted to look at the beautiful Tom Everett Scott from one of her favorite movies. Okay. All right, get out of here, kid. I got a draft to do. I'm probably drafting another running back as we speak.
No, we got time. You got time. After the CJ Anderson pick, by the way, we had Carlos Hyde going next, and then Eric Decker. Eric Decker, that might be a slight reach, but I can understand in this 14-teamer.
So Julian Edelman or Doug Baldwin? Tom, what do you got there?
Julian Edelman or Doug Baldwin at this point? I don't know, man. I guess is Edelman's foot okay? Like, I worry about that guy.
Yeah, he seems to get hurt all the time. He also has some touchdown regression coming, but then that Deion Lewis injury happened, and I'm like, well, maybe it's not going to happen, this regression that I thought would occur.
Rawls.
Yeah. Okay, so all right, this is perfect. So you were on
this is not
you're on
good.
The air this, here, and you're, yeah. All right,
yes, the room is on fire. This is not great.
So you took Thomas Rawls. So what's your logic behind
what's
that?
What's your thinking?
I feel like he's gonna have a good year.
No, that's fine. Are you not? You're not worried about the? So you have Jordy Nelson, Thomas Rawls, and David Johnson. You just have the all injury team.
That's it. That's what I'm really going for.
Right.
Carson Palmer is gonna be my next draft pick, and his arm may or may not fall off as I pick. So it's gonna be great. Good things, gentlemen.
What round? We'll ask this. What round do you think the first quarterback is going to be drafted in?
Honestly, I was thinking about this. I'm like, who's going to be the first person that takes some serious heat? I'm saying it's going to go in the sixth.
So that's where we were feeling too. That's exactly where we were feeling. Yeah. I think it'll be the sixth round, and it'll probably be to either me or Denny, to be honest.
Yeah, probably.
I think that folks are going to be a little scared. So Ross, real quick, how did you find us?
So last year I was going on a trip to Portland with the family, and I don't want to besmirch the good names of any fine websites at the mothership or otherwise, but there was a bunch of garbage podcasts, and Denny was a guest. I think it was maybe the Harris football, but I was trying out a bunch of them, and then I was like, hey, that's not too bad, and then I'd already read. So I'd sucked at fantasy football for quite some time. It's a similar story to Tom's, where I just sucked at fantasy football. And then I was looking for, I was like, there's got to be some way, like whenever I draft quarterback, I suck. And so I was like, there's got to be something to like just waiting on a quarterback, because I always end up with like three backups that I end up using. And then I found JJ's book. So read that. And then, so again, this is like a year later, I was looking for podcasts, and then Denny was on one, and then I downloaded like one Living the Stream right before we left, and I was like, this is really good. And then I put two and two together. Oh, this is the same book that I read. And then, anyways, Denny was there. So ever since I've been, loyal listener.
Well, I appreciate when you heard me, you said, that's not too bad. Listen, that's all I'm looking for. Not too bad.
good enough.
That's it, dude. Yeah, so I'd say, gentlemen, hopefully I do well with the running backs. I was hoping to go like 9 receivers in a row so you could tell that I really do listen to the podcast. Didn't happen, so I blame the burning room.
Yes. Well, I appreciate you hopping on, man, and keep being our most – we'll dub you the most loyal of the listeners. We appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right.
Floss.
Yes, more wow. never floss.
Never.
That was amazing. That guy brought in an expert.
Oh, yeah. That was out of control. Hey, guys, guess what I'm about to do, guys.
What are you going to do?
Guess what?
Are you drafting Cam Newton?
I'm just doing it. Let's
oh,
go.
Marvin, no.
At the 3-4 turn in a 14-teamer, took Marvin Jones ahead of Julian Edelman, Golden. Why not, Denny? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
You just did. Just there's so much money in your mouth.
I'm also a little frazzled by doing this podcast while drafting. So I'm just like, oh wait, I recognize Marvin Jones, and I love this man. I'm gonna draft him right now.
Listen, I'm tilting off my seat right now. I don't even know what's going on.
I'm just trying to throw people off. Anyway, Nikolai, we got you in here. How's it going? How's your draft going?
Oh, excellent, man. My team is spectacular.
You feeling good? What are you? I am. Who do you got through three? I guess it is.
I got Beckham, Bell, and Thomas D. Thomas.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I like that. Yeah.
Did you have a strategy going into this?
I did. I had like notes. I pretty much skipped work today and just made like a spreadsheet.
That's amazing.
And just put down lots of notes. Are you going to be the guy who drafts a quarterback first?
I definitely am not. Sorry.
We just got one.
I got hashtag brand.
Wow. We actually just got one after I took Marvin Jones. It was Eddie Strait just took Russell Wilson at the beginning of the fourth. Which again, 14-team league. So it's more of the middle to late fourth at this point. That's surprising. Nikolai, do you got a hot take for that one?
I mean, I don't know. Ruffle Wilson's always been one of my favorites. I live right by Seattle, so.
Nice. I'm glad that Ruffle Wilson has stuck. I think that's how Tom became a fan of the show, was Ruffle Wilson.
I think so.
Oh, that was one of my favorite moments ever. He'll always be Ruffle to me.
Yes. So, when's your next pick, Nikolai? Are you?
I'm like 5 away.
Okay. Do you have any, since none of us, actually, I guess Denny's going in front of you, huh?
Please, somebody take Tate. I can't look at Tate on the board. Please, somebody.
It's so good. I can't believe that I just took, I did not, I blacked out and I took Marvin Jones over Julian Edelman.
Yeah, that happened.
I literally blacked out and I'm like, you know what? I got to do this for the listeners. I'm going to take Julian Edelman.
JJ, you've made a believer out of me though, because if he was there, if both Lions receivers were on the board, I would have taken Jones.
Well, there you go.
I'd have taken him too. I was just waiting to take him.
Man, you guys are making me feel good. He's my wide receiver 3. I got Michael Floyd too.
Oh, man. What do I do?
Just to update since that pick though, Michael Floyd, Marvin Jones, Russell Wilson, Larry Fitzgerald, Matt Forte, and Jeremy Langford. And now the Maryland Mediocres are up. Nikolai, who's your favorite co-host of Living the Stream?
I mean, you know, I like the wonderful, 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 wonderful co-host, Denny. I mean, I don't lie. You know, there's a lot to choose from, but.
Wow. Man.
He's going to log you off right now.
Yeah. I have control to kick someone out of this hangout.
Oh, man. I feel like I have to take Tate here. Oh,
Denny's going to go anti-brand and take Golden Tate.
I'm looking at the receivers. I'm not taking Devontae Parker or Jordan Matthews. I got to do it. Got to do it.
Look, man.
Rest in peace.
It's a tough draft. It's a very tough draft.
Rest in peace, me.
For sure.
So where?
Got some bubbly water going on here.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good for you. Sexy. I like it.
I feel like everyone is.
Yeah. I left mine in one of my many rooms in my house that I walked through.
People don't know this, but before this whole hangout started, we actually got a crib. It was like MTV Cribs, because we had Hollywood Tom Everett Scott walking through his house and showing us his house and telling us where the magic happens and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
But he must have left the drink where the magic happens.
That's right. I'll go back there. I'll get it.
It's weird, Tom, how you have a party in every room in your house. Is that normal?
That's how it is out here, guys. Yeah.
Is that normal? I mean, there was like a rave, and I think I saw Tom Hanks with his shirt off running around. Something like
that. It's like that. That's a Tuesday here, man.
So, Nikolai, have you been sniped at all in this draft yet?
I mean, besides your Marvin Jones thing,
throwing you off, huh?
Not too bad. I also was hoping that Floyd would drop this far, but
yeah,
you know, I guess that's what that Fantasy Pros draft consultant thing does to you.
Draft day consultants. That's a nice little ad for you, Denny.
Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, anyway, Nikolai, you have any parting thoughts you'd like to throw out there for the listeners?
I mean, I don't know. I don't. I'm getting like bombarded in the middle of like the hardest part of this draft.
I know.
Like, I was like set all the way to here. Now I'm like letting and trying to pay attention.
It's all good. Well, once you get off though, we're 100% going to be making fun of your pick. Just totally so you know, fair. That's going to happen. All right, man. I appreciate you hopping on. Best of luck this season.
Wow, awesome. I'm on the Thanks, clock, guys. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
Tom.
Devontae Parker just went at 51.
Yeah.
See, I couldn't Parker. I couldn't take him over Matthews, DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, let me give an update so you know people who are listening can follow. Again, I took Michael Floyd, Marvin Jones at the 3-4 turn because I hate everything. That Russell Wilson, Larry Fitzgerald, Matt Forte, Jeremy Langford, Golden Tate, Julian Edelman. I should have taken Julian Edelman. Jonathan Stewart. Jonathan Stewart's pretty big. Pretty slight reach to me. Devontae Parker, another slight reach. John Brown to Tom. Jeremy Hill, and then Kelvin Benjamin, the Woat, to Nikolai Pitra. So he just leaves, and then he picks the guy that I hate literally the most in fantasy football this year.
So wait, is John Brown, does John Brown have like some serious situation going on with his concussion?
He's got head issues going on, but if he can get it straight, then obviously that's fine where Tom got him. Because that's like a fifth round pick. In a normal draft,
right?
Yeah, what round are we in?
Cam Newton just left the board, by the way, to Dean Becerra, who is coming on next. So he just drafted a quarterback. He has the balls, the tenacity to draft a quarterback at the end of the fourth round at the 4-5 turn.
And now he can't hide.
He can't hide from us. He can't hide. This is crazy. Insane.
We have to shame him.
But I'm looking at the draft board right now, and I see no one that I really like.
Yeah.
Nope. This is the bad part of the draft. This is the dearth of the draft.
It's going to get tough. I still, guys, I'm still like mind blown that I blacked out the way that I did when I took Marvin Jones.
No. I don't think it was too much of a reach. I mean, it was a brand. It was definitely a brand pick, and that's okay. Right, but right. You look at you. It was then or never. You were not going to get him coming around.
Right. That's what I should just say is that I just wanted. I mean, realistically, I did just want the brand pick for the brand league, right? It makes sense to have.
I think
to own Marvin Jones in this league.
Hell, I'm about to take Jared Cook in the seventh. So,
so after John Brown, Jeremy Hill, Kelvin Benjamin, I mentioned Emmanuel Sanders, Cam Newton, Duke Johnson. So Cam and Duke at the turn there. Then Danny Woodhead, Melvin Gordon, Tyler Lockett. Again, we're in the fifth round, but it's a 14-team league, which is why these are the players that are being drafted. So it's getting rough. It's getting very, very rough out there.
Yeah, it's ugly at the moment, I would say.
Yeah.
ATM, sure. The kids would say.
Yes, ATM. So, all right, so here's the scenario. Jordan Matthews is easily the top guy on this list for the most part. And Ross, who you guys had just listened to, his wife was part of Big Floss, is up. And Ross also, if you look at his team comp, he has two running backs and two wide receivers. So the plot thickens. And Ross is the guy who waited forever to take David Johnson. And right now he has 26 seconds left in the clock. Denny's sweating like you wouldn't believe. It's falling
I'm
off
drenched.
His face. I'm now seeing Denny's hair all... Oh, Matt Jones. Denny got him. Denny got Jordan Matthews.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
Denny gets J-Matt, Danny Wood. So like I said, at the turn, it was Cam Newton and Duke Johnson. Then Danny Woodhead, Melvin Gordon, which I love Melvin Gordon this season. Tyler Lockett, DeSean Jackson, Andrew Luck, Gio Bernard, Matt Jones, Jordan Matthews. Next up is Andrew Schmidt. right now, his team, Latavius, Jeremy Langford, Allen Robinson, Brandon Cooks. And we have someone else who's joining, Melinda.
Melinda.
What's going on?
Melinda, can you hear us?
Yes. Is that better now?
Yeah. Hey, hey Melinda.
Yeah.
What's going on? That shirt is amazing. So for those of you who are listening, which is all of you, she has a picture of Jay Cutler flicking it off, says, have a nice, what does it say?
Have a nice Jay.
Oh, that's a beautiful shirt. That's beautiful. So how's your draft?
No, everyone has.
Sorry. Go ahead.
It's going. I was going to say everyone needs to have their lucky Jay Cutler shirt.
I agree. That's a good point. So you have Lamar Miller, Sammy Watkins, Doug Baldwin, and Larry Fitzgerald. That may be the best team that I've seen so far that we've talked about.
Whoa, it's time to draft. Hold on.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go.
All right.
No pressure.
We're going to Marco.
I like it.
To Marco, okay. That's all about Denny's brand there.
That's a brand.
All right, Denny, go ahead and you take over the pod because I'm about to draft.
I get to take over the pod?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Denny takeover. Oh, God.
Here's what I'll say. I'm shocked that Ross didn't snipe me there because I know Big Floss, including, you know, his wife, has my house bugged so they can hear, you know, they can hear me.
True.
I'm,
oh, my God.
It's a terrifying thing. Melinda, you don't know. Big Floss is very, vengeful against people who speak the truth about Floss.
Well, they got to shut it down.
They do. It's bad for business.
Oh, my gosh.
If I'm out here telling the people about Floss, you know, about the truth about Floss, no one needs to floss, then, you know, their stock's going to go straight down into the toilet.
There will be no more Big Floss.
I have no idea what to do right now.
Are you still picking?
Yeah, I just picked I picked Torrey Smith.
Who?
Pick Torrey Smith, guys. Don't be talking junk. And you know what?
Did you know it's the fifth round?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's 14 teamer. It's.
Wow, that is some smack talk right there.
Yeah,
that was lovely.
Look, I don't know what to do with this pick at all right now. I think I'm just going to keep going.
Probably take a quarterback.
I think I'm going to go continue. Actually, great call. You know what?
We
DGAF mode. Let's get it.
Aaron Rodgers, give me a break.
Aaron Rodgers at the beginning of the sixth. Beginning of the sixth.
I like that.
Which I'll take all day. So who's your number one quarterback? Wait, actually, we should ask you this: what quarterback are you targeting most this year, Melinda?
I think I have 100% RG3.
Really?
Nice. I like it.
That's awesome.
In the the 18th or 22nd round, like whatever round is the last, that's when you can have RG3.
This is the most brand heavy that any guest has been so far.
No, listen, RG3 is someone we need to talk about more as you know, a guy who could emerge. I love him there.
Yeah, that's very true. So whoa,
another pick.
Uh-oh, here we go. What's your thought process?
Right now?
Yeah. Speak out. Just think out loud.
Oh, I would take a receiver, but there are a lot of running backs sitting right here in front of me. So I'm going to go with Rashad.
Yeah, ooh. I thought about going Rashad with mine.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
You're going to win this league. Your team is your team's balling out here.
Hey, what if I told
you? It's fine right now.
Rashad Jennings averaged more fantasy points per touch than Adrian Peterson did last year. So got that going for you.
Good.
Dang.
That's a great gem. I'm going to use that as my own.
That's
very solid.
Yeah. You're welcome.
But then I'll direct them your way.
I mean, do you really want to take something that Denny said and tell your friends that you stole something from Denny?
You're right. I'll preface it with, I definitely did not say this.
Right. I did not come up with this statistic that's factual, but.
Look, all I said is that Rashad Jennings is head and shoulders above Adrian Peterson in every way.
Right.
That's all.
I 100% agree.
You basically just got Adrian Peterson in the sixth round.
I don't even want Adrian Peterson in the sixth round.
Ooh.
No, maybe.
Yeah, because the better running back is backing him up. I should probably update the draft really quick. We had after Denny's JMAT pick, we had Frank Gore, Ryan Matthews, DeMarco to Melinda. Bilal Powell, and then at the turn, because I can't think right now at all, I got Torrey Smith and Aaron Rodgers. Then Sterling Shepard went, Rashad Jennings, Arian Foster, and Willie Snead. I still have no idea why I took Torrey Smith there at all.
No.
I have way more remorse about the Torrey Smith pick than the Marvin Jones pick.
I mean, the Niners are pretty potent offense, right?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Just bring in the flames.
I'm sorry. No, I have a lot of Torrey Smith, so hopefully he does good.
I think Torrey Smith's going to hit 130 targets this year and be a low-end wide receiver too.
Wasn't this the thing like 3 years ago though, and everyone was super hyped about Torrey Smith, and then he was terrible?
Yeah, that was the Trestman year where we all were into him because of Denny. You know you're up.
Oh, what?
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh sweet Lord.
Did you get who you wanted?
I did.
Okay. Denny got Michael Thomas, which is why I had a question if he got who he wanted or not.
Oh.
Oh, that's a sick burn.
I've been asking this to everyone. Melinda, how did you find this podcast?
I think, JJ, that I heard you on a RotoViz podcast.
Oh, okay.
And then
you cheated on RotoViz and came over to Living the Stream.
No, I listened to both.
I know, I'm just kidding. RotoViz is great. We love RotoViz.
It's good, yeah. I mean, it's just great. And then I think that's it. I don't really know.
Nice. Very cool. Well, do you have any trash talk, any parting words trash talk that you wanna throw out there?
No, I think I got some good digs in.
You definitely dug into me hard during your time.
They're more on the fly. They're not like, you know,
that's good.
Preconceived digs.
That's the way it should be. That's
Melinda, I hope you beat all the guys in this league. I hope you go in and beat all the guys. We need that. We need a butt kicking to show the world that it's not just guys winning championships. I'm rooting for you.
I'm happy to just keep doling that out.
Come on.
Do it to it.
Yeah, do it. Kick ass, Melinda.
It's great talking to you.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Take care. All right, so just to recap again, I got Torrey Smith, Aaron Rodgers at the turn, then Sterling Shepard, Rashad Jennings, Arian Foster, Willie Snead, Michael Thomas to Denny in the sixth, I guess that was, and then Allen Hurns. Again, I say the sixth, but it's really like now we're getting to the mid-seventh towards the eighth type.
By the way, I appreciate how JJ waited until there was literally 2 seconds on the clock to tell me, hey, by the way, you're up. 2 seconds?
Yeah, but Denny, you did it, and you got your guy, so you can't be that mad.
I might have peed a little.
Well, we got one more league mate that's going to be talking to us before we take a little break. It's Joe Latorre. That's right.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on,
yep,
man?
That's correct.
How's it going?
Not much. Just enjoying the draft, I guess. What do you guys think of that Dante pick early?
That was one that we definitely you're going to listen back in the podcast and you'll hear our takes on that. I'm the biggest Moncrief fan out there. I love me some Moncrief, so I can't really hate on it that hard. But I would have guessed that you might have been able to get him in the third. Because it was the second.
Yeah, I was. It's one of those things when everyone listens to the same podcast, it's like everyone's got that get Moncrief in the third thing in their head.
Right, right.
And you're like, who's gonna maybe Dean or somebody else will pick him back. Right. On the way back, so I'm like, if I like my guy, I'm gonna get him.
I got you because I did the exact same thing with Marvin Jones there. So I totally feel you.
Well, I just made it a tragedy, I think, picking up Sims right now.
Well, it's better than the next pick and being Marcus Wheaton. I like Charles Sims this year. I love Charles Sims.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you picked Wheaton. That's why I had that reaction. I like Sims. I had Sims all queued up, so thanks a lot, man.
That's a solid pick.
You know, I guess we're all doing the zero RB thing, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of zero RB going in here. I only have one. I only have Zeke, so I have no idea what the heck I'm going to do with my RB2 spot. Did you, going into this draft, have any ideas to how you were going to approach it?
Yeah, you know, I saw that fourth flex, and I was like, wide receivers are going to be prioritized by everyone, so let me get, you know, at least the first three picks out with wide receivers that I believe in. And, like, Macklin's a guy I feel like is a little undersold just because, I mean, he does it every year. And he had a great year last year. And, like, you know, his A dot's like 3 feet, but I still feel like, you know, you need to get guys that you believe in. So yeah. I went hard on wide receiver, and I just figured maybe we'd work things out later.
Yeah, I mean, I like your go ahead, Denny.
I was gonna say, I can I just say, you were talking about Alex Smith's A dot.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw Alex Smith throw deep in training camp practice the other day, and it was like watching, like, you know, a pig stand on its hind legs. You know, like, I mean, it just looked unnatural for him to unload and throw it 45 yards in the air.
Right.
I was like, no, you can't, don't do that, Jesus Smith. Please just keep it short, man. It was just an off-putting sight, you know, to see that. But he can do it. And he honestly, I mean, he doesn't need to wind up for 7 yards like Teddy Bridgewater. So, you
know. Right.
It's not that he can't do it. It's that he's reluctant to do it, pretty much.
I guess.
So, Joe, where are you located? Where are you at again? Are you in New York?
I would like to see him do it more.
I'm in Long Island. So I'm in Long Beach. I don't know if you know the area. I'm like 10 minutes, not even 10 feet from the beach.
Nice. Awesome. Nice. Awesome.
Can you guys hear me? Am I
working on it? You sound good, Tom. Tom, do you want to ask Joe something, Tom? I feel like you want to ask Joe something.
No, I don't want to ask this guy anything. I don't know. I don't trust him.
Yo, I definitely sniped somebody from you, right? Like, I picked fourth and you picked fifth, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so
I definitely wanted AJ. Mm-hmm. I wanted green.
I figured.
You got it.
You're up right now. So what's your thought process right now, Joe? Because you're on the clock.
Oh, thank you. My thought process right now would be, wow, I'm on the clock. But thanks. I think... I don't even know. Here's my thought process. The Browns are going to be a lot better than people think. Maybe not Jeremy Hill from 2 years ago, but I think he'll be better than people realize. I think he'll return value here in the end of the seventh. I think I picked him right.
Yeah. Isaiah Crowell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Duke enough that I'm not as into Crowell, but if the Browns, and some of that also has to do with the negative game script, but if the Browns look, to everyone, the Browns look better than what we thought they would look like in the preseason. And just the way that ever since Josh Gordon came back, it's like something like happened to this offense. And so I can totally see this offense being something at least interesting this season, and maybe more of a middle of the road one rather than a bottom tiered one. And I know Denny probably is all about that life.
You mean Cleveland's offense? I think it could be like Jacksonville's last year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wanted to actually ask you guys something today on Twitter. I don't know if you saw, there was this whole thing about, you know, rushing QBs and how they would affect running backs, like maybe they won't check down as much, they're more likely to take off. What do you think on that? Because I know that was like the big Twitter fantasy debate this morning.
Yeah, I saw Fantasy Douche tweeting about it a little bit. I mean, I think that there's certainly merit to it. Anecdotally, I haven't done a study on it because it's tough to really, because I think a lot of it has to do less about like mobile quarterbacks and quarterbacks who pick up rushing yards, because you can see that with like an Alex Smith picks up a lot of rushing yards, but I don't think that he would have that same effect. It's more of running like the read option and having the defenses actually kept honest in that fashion. That's really what I would be looking for, as opposed to this quarterback's athletic and he can scramble and he can run for 15 yards at a time. I'd much rather it just be actually part of the game plan.
But what did they do? Did they like take Robert Griffin III and say, this is how you slide? Like, they taught him on a slide. I mean, how long is he going to keep that up? You know, is
in his head enough? And that's the thing too. It's interesting you brought that up, because like, RG3 hasn't been what he was his rookie season since ever again. I mean, he just hasn't been that same runner. So, like, I think that there's a lot of upside with the way that people look at RG3 that might be a little misguided, because he's not going to pick up quite that many yards. I think that if you're buying the Browns offense, you have to buy in the fact that, look, RG3 as a rookie was a phenomenal passer, a great passer. He only threw 5 picks. He had 20 touchdowns and only 5 picks. I think that's what you need from RG3 if you think that offense is gonna be something this season, because he can throw the deep ball.
But they ran the pistol and they had Pierre Garçon just like catching it on a, you know, right, off to the side, and you know, no right. one was expecting.
Right. That's
and now you look, they've got Hugh Jackson. Like, Hugh's pretty run heavy, right? Do you think he'd bring the pistol back, or Probably not.
I don't know. He's pretty cool, though. I like what he's doing. It seems to be
right.
Pretty flashy and fun.
Right. I agree. Denny, do you have any takes? Or you're about to draft Denny.
Yeah, so here's my take on RG3. They're not going to be stupid and have him run like he did when he's a rookie. Also, he probably doesn't even have the speed that he did as a rookie after that injury. I think we saw that in his second year. He has three, possibly four explosive pass catchers when Gordon is back and in the lineup. And they're going to be down by a lot because their defense is projected to be very, very bad. Yeah. So I just see it as like a Bortles just de-gaff, throw it all over the field situation. Hopefully he can stay healthy. There's no indication that he can.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm totally into that offense from a fantasy standpoint. I think they'll be a bad team.
Right.
But we don't care. We don't care about that.
No, it could be just fireworks and fun and fun to watch.
Yes, make it fun again. Please, yeah. Somebody make fantasy fun again.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joe, before we let you go, is there anything that you want to just throw out there, trash talk, or just a general anything? You can literally say whatever you want, and we'll keep it on the podcast, so go for it.
All right, well, I play Tom, I think, in week 3. And,
oh, really?
I'm just trying to figure out, do I want to go as the herdsman or the O'Neaters? I'm trying to figure out what my team name should be.
Oh, my God, that's such a great question. Why not just be the Hempsack Shooters?
Tom, do people come up think that, like, people when I mentioned that I'm doing a league with you, people were like, we were talking about the movie, they think the Wonders are like a real band that existed. And they're like, oh yeah, the singer, he had a band afterward, he was a big session musician. Do people like ever bring that up, like that they think that the Wonders were like an actual band from the 60s?
No, I mean, most people know that it's
most people are intelligent.
Like, I had a guy seriously telling me, he was like, yeah, you know, they had a lot of hits, you know, when the band broke up. And I was like,
yeah, I mean, if someone ever did say it that way, I would just try to play that out as long as I could, you know, just so I could feel like a real musician, you know?
Right, for as long as you possibly could.
All right. Yeah.
All right, Joe, really appreciate you hopping on, man.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
Take it easy, you too. All right, I'm gonna pause the podcast for a bit. We're gonna take a quick break just because we need to take a break, but we will be back and I'll give you a recap of what's going on and so on. So thanks for listening. We won't catch you next week. We'll catch you in just a second. All right, and we're back. But before we get into the second half of this draft, Denny, do you want to talk about who will be sponsoring the second half?
Absolutely. It's ffdraftprep.com, the draft dashboard. I said it right that time, and I want some congratulations. It is, as we've mentioned before, it is an extremely flexible, customizable, and streamlined drafting tool. It centers around tiers, and it kind of strays away from value-based drafting. Which we like, obviously. It also has something that could come in really handy in a draft like this where things are happening very quickly and we're also trying to podcast and JJ's drinking moonshine. And so the panic picks table on the draft dashboard allows you to quickly go through your players and get a guy who you will not deeply regret later on after your draft. I think that's happened to all of us. Yeah. So that's definitely a fail safe for fantasy drafters of every level. It's ffdraftprep.com.
All right. So before we start talking to Andrew Schmidt, another one of our league mates, I'm going to go through what happened from round 6 to now we're in the beginning of round 9. So I'm going to read this off as fast as I can while being coherent. All right. I got Torrey Smith and Aaron Rodgers at the turn, going against the brand with Aaron Rodgers. Sterling Shepard, Rashad Jennings, Arian Foster, Willie Snead, Michael Thomas, Alan Hearns, Josh Gordon at pick 78, Stephon Diggs at 79, Kevin White, Charles Sims, which I think was a pretty savvy pick overall, just given the way this draft has flown, has gone. Marcus Wheaton at pick 82. That guy, I think it was Nikolai who picked him. I kicked him out of the league after he made that pick of Marcus Wheaton. Devin Funchess at 83, Greg Olsen at 84. So, you know, we have an additional flex. Tight end doesn't matter necessarily as much, so tight ends are dropping a little bit. Michael Crabtree, Drew Brees. Brees was the 5th quarterback taken. Amir Abdullah, Isaiah Crowell, Vincent Jackson, D'Angelo Williams, Philip Dorsett, Carson Palmer, LeGarrette Blount, Corey Coleman, Travis Kelce, Gary Barnidge. So we have someone who's high on Gary Barnidge. Looks like it was Melinda. Then we get Mohamed Sanu right before I took at the next turn. I guess it was the 7-8 turn. Kobe Fleener and TJ Yeldon, which I'm pretty into that turn. That's probably the first turn where I feel confident in my picks. Then Travis Benjamin, Chris Ivory. So I did take Yeldon over Ivory. I think he has more upside. Bruce Ellington, Kamar Aiken, Derek Henry, Steve Smith, Doriel Green-Beckham, Tavon Austin, Delaney Walker, DeAndre Washington, Brashad Perriman, Will Fuller, James White, Kristen Michael, and Jay Ajayi. So we're now getting, I mean, we're in the ninth round right now, and it's not, I mean, we're drafting Kristen Michael is what's happening in the ninth round. I mean, that's kind of where this draft has gone. That was Dean Becerra took Kristen Michael. Jay Ajayi goes Nikolai Pitra. But let's bring on our next league mate, Andrew Schmidt. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, it's not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob.
not great. This is drafting right behind Denny half the time is not an excellent position to be in when half my team I've spent have hovering my icon or my mouse over draft player and then I hear that terrible beeping noise.
are you a Denny truther, which then makes you a truther of all things Denny and who he likes?
I think Denny is just copying my draft strategy somehow because I'm looking through. I had over T.Y. Hilton, Cobb, Jordan Matthews, everyone. I'm sitting here and then trying to scramble. My wife's here helping me draft, and she's scrambling through papers and trying to figure out who's next. So,
yeah, I don't know if I told you. I can actually – part of this league is I can see your screen. So,
well, if you could see anyone's screen, it'd probably be mine since I'm at least in the DC area. So it's a little more creepy when you say that.
He hacked it. You guys should have gotten together for the draft tonight at one of Denny's bars where he drinks seltzer water.
It would have to be at 11 o'clock at night for one of us to get somewhere in the DC area though. So traffic would preclude that.
Yeah, I hear. So how do you feel your draft is going so far?
So, I mean, it's, I kind of, I went into this thinking it'd be a lot of wide receivers and then we'd figure out running backs when we get to 7, 8, 9, cause that's where there's like a dearth of wide receivers. And, that's not exactly what happened. So, drafted a couple receivers early on and then figured it out from there.
I'm not going to lie. I really like your squad. You got Latavius Murray, Jeremy Langford. So you got Latavius to give you that floor, I think, at least. I know Denny loves Latavius as well. Jeremy Langford has the ceiling. And I mean, they're using him in the preseason so much. I mean, it looks like he is going to be the guy. Then you have A-Rob and Brandon Cooks too. I mean, I don't like Cooks as my one. I love him as my two. I think that's a very, very strong pick. And then you have Willie Snead, who, you know, obviously he might take away from Brandon Cooks from a week-to-week standpoint, but you're investing in those high-powered offenses. Frank Gore in the other flex, and then Corey Coleman and Kamar Aiken. I think that team's really solid. In a 14-teamer, you should be feeling pretty hot right now.
Yeah, well, the rest of this is going to go great then. I remember I'm so used to having, like, doing all these mock drafts and kind of writing down rather than ranking, writing down rounds where to take somebody. And once you get past, like, six or seven – your rounds for a 12-team league kind of go out the window.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm doing. I'm literally trying to figure out how to like calculate something divided by 12 to see what I'm actually thinking and probably overthinking it.
No, I think that's the correct way to kind of think of this because I think a lot of people when they draft, and hey, look, there's going to be a takeaway to this podcast. A lot of people when they draft, they're thinking in terms of round. They're not thinking in terms of pick, and so sometimes it's uncomfortable picking a guy in the sixth round when he usually goes in the eighth round, but whether the draft dictates you do that or whether it's a bigger league like this 14 team league, I think that just, you know, that's when you do that. So it makes sense.
Well, and the one thing I was thinking too is that with quarterbacks too, I just took Philip Rivers and I was just thinking, I don't know if I want to spend this whole year streaming against other streamers.
Yep. Yep, that was part of my logic. I mean, to be honest, I haven't used much logic because I'm trying to do the record people and ask questions and talk to people. So Logic is kind of this is the first draft I think ever in my life that I've taken a quarterback and a tight end before filling out my bench spots, and I feel really really dirty for it. Like
this
very
is fine.
I don't know what I'm doing. Denny, who did you take in your last pick?
Justin Forsett's still in the league, right?
Barely.
I took him.
Nice. It's solid.
Yeah, solid. Right, it's a four-way backfield in Baltimore. I just thought I want some of that pain. Give me some of that horror of trying to decide who to pick. I'm going to try to get Terrence West and Buck Allen just to make it super extra uncomfortable for me.
Right, just to create like the biggest disaster of a backfield on a fantasy team imaginable.
Yep, that's what I'm going for.
Andrew, if there's a guy that you think emerges from the Ravens backfield, I mean you're around that area like physically. So if there's a guy that you think could emerge, who do you think it would be?
Just a straight guess, Buck Allen.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Forsett's going to stay in one piece. Right. And why not? I don't understand why go with Forsett and try to hit him home. If Buck Allen can be better in the long run, it's not like Forsett's going to be some kind of long-standing running back with the Ravens.
Right.
But, I thought the same thing last year. I had that same, mindset, but Allen didn't get any early down action, or I should say didn't get any run game action. All of it was through the air, which is fine, especially for a team as crappy as Baltimore. I mean, the Ravens are going to be awful. They look like a bad team. So maybe, yeah. Okay, I just talked myself into that, so thank you for helping me work through it.
If we say it every year, how long can Forsett even stay alive? So if we just, it may be on next year, but at some point it'll be true.
I've been saying that about Adrian Peterson since the second George Bush administration.
Yeah. So I don't have any running backs. Like I'm not, I do, but I'm not going to be able to draft another one because there's nothing left. I just realized that at the turn I went with a rookie turn and I got Tajay Sharp and Tyler Boyd.
Oh, did someone take Dwayne Allen? Oh, come on.
So, Andrew, if there's a rookie wide receiver that emerges as the best, speaking of rookies, if there's a rookie wide receiver that emerges as the best rookie wide receiver, do you think it's a lock that it's a Sterling Shepard or a Corey Coleman, or do you think a Tyler Boyd or a Tajay Sharp can step up and be something?
So I'd like it to be Corey Coleman.
Because you draft
just,
him.
Just, yeah, exactly. And there's a good chance Frank Gore will run out of gas, so that'd be nice. But I don't know. I mean, Tajay Sharp, they've been talking a lot. I feel like I've been hearing a lot about his measurables going off the charts, and he's just kind of waiting for a chance to go. I might be backwards on that.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting in there.
I honestly don't.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, so what just happened?
I showed my cards.
This is what the first six rounds felt like.
This is amazing. Wow,
he just sniped you.
So Denny was just talking about Dwayne Allen, and literally right before his pick, because Andrew, who's on right now, he heard Denny wanting Dwayne Allen.
That's crappy.
And he selected Dwayne Allen. Now Denny's looking at his screen, looking like he's ready to vomit.
He didn't even say he wanted Dwayne Allen. He said, "Oh, someone took Dwayne Allen." ESPN has Dwayne Allen like way down in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, thanks to RotoWorld's abusing the draft rankings. I remembered he was down there somewhere.
Boom.
Oh, this stinks. I didn't have a backup plan.
I will say that speaking of ESPN's pre-draft rankings, I'm really excited for the next three ESPN drafts I have where people wait until like the 25th pick to draft Keenan Allen. That should be pretty great.
Yeah, that was one. I was very surprised whenever I was picking that he was as low as he was on that draft board. But
tell me now.
Anyway, Andrew, do you have before you get out of here, do you have any trash talk, any parting words you want to throw to the listeners and us that you're talking to?
Well, I guess one parting words is that you might see different Schmidt puns throughout the year.
Nice.
In my name. I started out with Schmittake mushrooms, but there's really an endless supply.
Nice.
The one thing I do want to say, and this isn't quite trash talk, it's more of a chance to share this with Tom, who might find this interesting in a way. I just went back into my Facebook videos, right? And at some point, my mom or my sister posted a video of me when I was probably 5 years old, years old, playing drums,
nice.
By that I mean, I think it's pens on like a bucket, to That Thing You Do.
Wow.
And there is a, yeah, there is a, there's a part in the video where my sister, or no, my neighbor, Jamie, gets in the way of the camera between the camera and me. And I mean, in the middle of the chorus of That Thing You Do, I'm just yelling, Jamie, get out of the way! And then, and then we get back to the song.
That's how Denny just felt when you took Dwayne Allen.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's
it's karma, dude.
Yeah, no, so it's really a chance to say that to you, because I feel like that's a story I feel like you need to hear.
Awesome. I do need to hear those stories. I love that. I love that everyone loves Shades. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Andrew, I really appreciate you hopping on, and good luck this season.
Yeah, thanks. You guys too.
Take care.
All right, bye.
So just to kind of recap again, at the, I guess it was the 7-8 turn, I got Kobe Fleener, TJ Yeldon, then Travis Benjamin went, Chris Ivory, Bruce Ellington, Kamar Aiken, who went to Andrew, Derrick Henry, Steve Smith, Doriel Green, Beckham, Tavon Austin, Delaney Walker, who went to Tom, DeAndre Washington, Brashad Perriman, Will Fuller, James White, Kristen Michael, Jay Ajayi, Tom Brady, Darren Sproles, who I love this season, Rashard Matthews, Sammy Coates, Theo Riddick, Antonio Gates, Justin Forsett, Phillip Rivers, Spencer Ware, Tevin Coleman, Devontae Booker, and then at the 9-10 turn, which is not really the 9-10 turn because we're in a 14-team league. It's more like the 11-12 turn. I got Tajay Sharpe and Tyler Boyd just as high upside wide receivers because I degaff about running backs right now. Jerick McKinnon then went, then Jamison Crowder, Eli Manning, Dwayne Allen with a snipe. Then Denny, you took Chris Hogan.
I did. I have a bunch of receivers. I have Mike Evans, T.Y. Hilton, Tate, Cobb, Matthews, Michael Thomas. I just thought that Hogan has a sort of potential. I feel like he has some potential in that offense, especially if, you know, when angry Tom Brady returns, you know, he could really benefit from that.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Well,
he's so angry.
Our next league mate that we're gonna bring on, we got Carlos. What's going on, man?
Gentlemen, good evening.
Nice. How's your draft going? I don't know. I don't know if I've checked out your team yet, but you have a great team name. Your team name is Clear Eyes Fool's Hearts.
Oh, thank you. Yes, tribute to the podcast there. So I found out something really important tonight while drafting is. Don't give your 4-year-old a bath while the first 4 rounds are going on. it really, really makes things a little bit more stressful.
Yeah.
And then I kind of took the view of contrarian and went running back early and just see if we could be a little bit different. And I think it failed. I'm pretty sure, but we'll see what happens.
Well, so your team right now, I'm looking at it. You have Andrew Luck. So this is the Kenny Darter team. This is the Kenny Darter team because you have Luck and you have Gronk, but you have not. I mean, you're with us. You've not logged out yet. You have Luck, Todd Gurley, Carlos Hyde. That's great. Devontae Parker, upside. Stephon Diggs. A lot of people think that he's got a lot of upside this season. D'Angelo, which will get RB1 production for the first 3 weeks. Tavon Austin, Sammy Coates, and Tyrod Taylor. So certainly not a bad team. How uncomfortable do you feel playing Tavon Austin week in and week out, though?
The scale can't be high enough, I don't think. Yeah, it's I'm hoping for one end-around touchdown per game.
Right.
One carry, 7 yards, one touchdown, and I think I'll be okay.
I could see him finishing the year with 16 carries, like 370 yards and 16 touchdowns. On the ground, of course.
Yep. And maybe one passing one for old time's sake.
Yes. Denny, what are you holding right now?
This is a dinosaur. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, it talks. Talks,
yeah,
as well.
Talks. Hi, JJ. Your team is terrible.
not wrong. Not wrong. Have you been thrown off at all, Carlos, during this entire draft? Has anyone sniped you?
I've been okay. You know, full disclosure here, this is one of the first snake drafts I've probably done in 3 years. I've been going full auction.
Nice. That's what it'd be.
It's been hard kind of getting back into the swing of things and preparing for stuff.
Yeah, I totally hear that. Carlos, did you go into this draft being like, hey, I'm going to take a quarterback early just to be contrarian from that perspective?
I did a little bit. And then when I found out earlier today that I was going to have the sixth pick, I knew that it was probably going to be someone like Gurley or David Johnson, which pushed me into something weird in the second round, and then the third round might be a quarterback. Luckily, I waited a couple rounds. But I guess I'm pretty happy with luck. In all the mocks that I've done, I really haven't ever ended up with a top-end quarterback, so we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I hear you. I got Aaron Rodgers, and I never thought I was going to own Aaron Rodgers in the league this year ever at all. So I totally hear you there. So where are you coming in from? Where are you living?
Beautiful Oklahoma City.
Oh man, nice.
Yes.
Okay. See. Sweet.
Nice. I was wearing an Oklahoma State shirt the other day for a run.
Oh well, as a proud Oklahoma Sooner.
Oh okay. So the opposite.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, the absolute opposite. Very nice.
Oops.
Very nice. So just a little recap of the draft, really quick. After my Tajay Sharp, Tyler Boyd, we had Jerick McKinnon, who I instantly regretted not taking, Jameson Crowder, Eli Manning, Dwayne Allen, which we talked about with a snipe, Chris Hogan, Buck Allen, Martellus Bennett, Tyrod Taylor, Chris Thompson, who is on my freaking list for next round. Tom sniped him. Thanks, Tom. I thought people weren't going to be looking at him because he was down on the list.
Way down.
Yeah, he really was. So if you guys are drafting an ESPN and you're in a PPR league, Chris Thompson's definitely got a target. Kirk Cousins, Mike Wallace, Tyler Eifert, Ted Ginn, Alfred Morris, Laquan Treadwell, Jordan Howard, Zach Ertz, Ben Roethlisberger, Terrence Williams, Deion Lewis, another strong, pretty strong pick just to see what the heck happens there. Because right now there's just no running backs. And then Chris Johnson, and Denny just picked Sean Brown.
Said Sean Drone. Yeah.
Drone.
So here's why. Okay, it's obvious. I was gonna go with Vereen.
Hey.
But... Oops.
No, what? I'm just kidding. Just keep talking.
Oh jeez, you scared me.
What just happened?
I was gonna go with Vereen, but it's clear that he's never gonna get early down work ever. Like even if Rashad Jennings retires at midseason, it's not gonna happen. But right. Sean Drone could have that happen. Also, high volume offense. Also, terrible quarterbacks who will be throwing short. That's why I took them.
I dig that. I can dig that. Carlos, when's your next? Did you picked who did you get in this this 11th round?
I went Terrence Williams.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a reach, but I don't believe in Dez Bryant this year. Whether it's an injury or he just gets angry or something happens, that. And I also think they might be playing from behind a little bit too, so that might help out.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, before you get out of here, Carlos, do you have any parting thoughts or trash talk that you want to throw our way?
Not necessarily trash talk. The only thing I'd say is making trades in fantasy leagues is my cocaine. So
nice.
I look forward to talking to everybody and trying to get things going to make some trades.
Awesome. We will try to provide you with quality cocaine then.
Awesome. All right, man. I appreciate you hopping on.
All right, thanks, guys.
Listen to Hollywood laughing about cocaine.
Yeah, oh, we have it all the time here with Tom Hanks and Sterling Payne. Every minute.
Yeah.
Oh, Hollywood cocaine jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the show's about. That's what the show's about.
So after
there's
that
my team name.
After that Sean Drum pick, we had James Starks, Josh Ferguson, and Zach Miller. We do have two more people to go. We're a little bit behind as to when we wanted people. Or it's my fault because I'm a terrible host.
No, man, you're balancing. You're on a tightrope between two skyscrapers. you know, picking a fantasy team.
I'm doing what I can right now. I'm doing.
How do you do it, JJ?
Look,
that's what we all want to know.
I mean, am I really doing it whenever I have Aaron Rodgers and Kobe Fleener in the first seven? Eight rounds. I mean, this is so off. I'm just off my game, and now I'm drafting right now, and now I'm gonna get Terrence West.
And I'm gonna distract you with this picture of my cat.
And then I'm gonna get Shane Vereen. I ended up picking Shane Vereen. Oh, Denny, you distracted me very little. but it's a great picture of your cat.
Yeah. So, so my cat died, and my mom had this painted.
Oh my God. Hang on, hang on. Leave it up. I'm gonna take a screenshot. I'm gonna take a screenshot right now, just so people can see what's going on, and I will post this to Twitter when this podcast goes up. By the way, I've said this a million times. This is gonna be edited like you wouldn't believe. Just, this is such a shit show.
We just have so much content. There's hours of gold here.
So much hashtag content. All right. Next up is Robert Townsend, who, by the way, Robert, I just figured out your last name, I think, today.
Yeah. Well, George Mason University is too cheap to add a couple extra letters to the end of my email address. So I'm R Town Se, which is great right. for sending emails, you know.
Right. Like if it wasn't something so like it looked like it was like it, like because it was an E, it looked like it was kind of meant to be that way, yeah. right? Like it was that was the way your last name was sort of, but at the same time I'm also terrible at reading Twitter handles. And looking at the way people's and probably pronouncing people's names as well, so it wouldn't be surprising that I would F that up pretty bad. Denny knows that.
Yeah, no, I thought I just assumed that you were British or something weird.
Yeah, that would work too. Yeah. And it's very weird watching the podcast and seeing you guys in real life too. It's very crazy. And Tom, let me just say that your acting in Air Buddies was amazing.
Thank you.
Your voice acting was perfection.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. That's not lost on me. I mean, I work very hard at my dog voice.
I'm sure you get that a lot.
I do. I have a new one coming out. It's called Pup Star. It's fantastic.
Oh, man. So, the sequel to Snow Buddies?
Jeez. Yeah, so there's so many of those. I can't even get into it. Yeah.
So is Tom, is you doing those movies the same as like Denny and I drafting in an 8-team league?
You mean like it's just like I don't even have to show up? Right. Is that what you mean?
No, yeah. I actually, although is it more or less difficult to not be you in film like that?
Like not be me?
Yeah, I mean like your voice, but not like your body.
Well, like, it is difficult, but I just think, what would a talking, sports-playing golden retriever do at this point?
Right.
Logical. And the magic happens.
Logical. Robert, I'm looking at your team right now. You have Drew Brees and Mark Ingram, so you're mm-hmm. going a little Saints-heavy there. Doug Martin, Julio Jones, Emmanuel Sanders, Tyler Eifert, Danny Woodhead, Devin Funchess. That's a pretty solid lineup. And then Will Fuller, Jay Ajayi, and Laquan Treadwell on the bench. I think the lineup's pretty solid. What was your, you know, did you have a strategy kind of going into this thing?
Well, I actually prefer to go running back early, so getting the second pick makes that impossible because I'd be an idiot not to pick one of the top three receivers. But I don't know if you guys have been following Twitter, but Julio Jones pulled up and was limping to the sideline about 30 minutes ago. Ooh. So that's great.
Muhammad Sanu life.
Yeah,
let's
right.
go.
Denny probably thinks he's a better receiver there anyway, so.
Oh, man, you know me. I was about yep. to be like, well, finally, the better receiver gets a chance.
I'm only saying that because Muhammad Sanu is on my 13 players that I am targeting in every draft today, and what I said was when Muhammad Sanu – look, we have to have some football talk in this podcast. Mm-hmm. When Muhammad Sanu stepped in for A.J. Green – in the four games that A.J. Green was hurt in 2014, he averaged 5.5 receptions and over 95 yards per game when A.J. Green was out. He was like a fringe wide receiver one. And we know that Kyle Shanahan offense, we saw last season. I don't fully believe in this narrative, but if it does feed that number one receiver, if Julio Jones misses time, which this is all speculative because I didn't even – look, Robert, I'm not even checking sources. You are my source with this.
I just checked it. Everything's fine. Robert's a liar.
What? Uh-oh.
But, hey, this is just – use this as a warning. Muhammad yeah. Sanu, this is his upside. This is yeah. what could happen, right?
Yeah. Any complaints to at Jamie Eisenberg?
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, so, yeah, Orlando Ledbetter, the beat writer for Atlanta, said Julio Jones – looks fine on the sidelines. He said, actually, this is fine.
Yeah, he actually said, this is fine. So you usually go running back heavy, which it looks like yeah. you know you went with Mark Ingram and Doug Martin, mm-hmm. Your first rounder being Julio. Yeah. Were you afraid then when you saw all the wide receivers kind of flying off the board that you wouldn't be able to support that?
Yeah, it was really – because obviously in a home league, you know, quarterbacks – tend to go a lot quicker, and no one goes after wide receivers that much. So getting Emmanuel Sanders as my second wide receiver, I like him a lot, and I always have, but I don't want Mark Sanchez or any of the quarterbacks there throwing him the ball. But Paxton Lynch, hopefully he can get it to him, but it's definitely a little nerve-wracking after the first wide receiver, but, you know, we'll see.
Are you afraid at all about the Mark Ingram, Drew Brees combo and like the whole, you know, the way I approach it, I think, is that in a more of a high powered offense like that, it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah. And I like to think that Drew Brees can get them ahead early and then they'll run it with Mark Ingram later. They shouldn't be chasing points too much, hopefully. So yeah. Mark Ingram and Drew Brees should both be able to get theirs.
Yeah. That's one thing with DFS too. It's an important strategy is that, you know, a lot of times, and I've been guilty of it, where I think, oh, there's no way I'm going to ever pair a quarterback with a running back, or even a wide receiver in a way with a running back, but quarterback with running back more, or just go with a whole team stack and go with a quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. But really, if everything goes perfectly, that's really an insanely high upside play if a team scores 40-plus points and you now have the quarterback and then the running quarterback matching with the wide receiver early and then the running back grinding out clock. So I can understand your logic there, especially with the Saints offense, is going to score a lot of points.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just to update the draft, I took Terrence West and Shane Vereen because I hate myself. And then Pierre Garçon, Anquan Boldin. Seahawks defense was the first defense, I believe, that went off the board. I think the Norwegians picked the defense. Leave it to them.
Of course.
To
pick
them.
They wouldn't go to bed, man.
They're so anti-American. The next one, Brandon LaFell, then Jared the Goat Cook goes to none other than Craig Carter.
Hey, man, you have to take the number one tight end in fantasy at some point.
Charkandrick West was drafted to Ross, then Jason Witten, my boy, to Mel, and then Chris Conley to Carlos. Terrell Pryor, Tom Everett Scott with the Terrell Pryor pick. He's fistballing right now.
He might be playing quarterback by the end of the season. We don't know.
Terrell Williams next, and then Eric Ebron to Nikolai Pitra. I would say that the one thing that's very evident here is that there's some good tight ends dropping, and I'm not talking about Jared Cook.
Mm.
Denny, you need to take a picture of you and that cat and make that your background picture on Twitter.
I do.
Your mom commissioned an artist to draw your dead cat.
Yeah. So the day after I had her for like 16 years, right? And she was like,
your mom?
Cat. Yes, my mom. Hey, my mom's a saint. Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. I had Tabby for 16 years, put her to sleep, and then she never woke up. I'm just joking. And then my mom thought that I was like really broken up. I mean, I was sad, but I wasn't like horrified. Anyway, she had this commission, yeah. And she gave it to me. I don't know if you can see, but there's real grass attached to this.
That is
incredible. Oh my gosh, that is insane.
There's real grass. Hell.
That is just, it makes it so real.
It's so real.
It's
just
like
so
you're
real.
In the jungle.
Do you still get up, like a little touched? Do you still get a little upset when you see it?
Yeah, well, in the background, I don't know, if you look closely, you can see Harambe. JJ's dead.
I can't. This is the last podcast I'm ever doing.
Yeah, we're done. This is it, guys. I hope you like the show.
Robert, what jersey are you wearing?
Bernard Berrien.
Oh my god, dude. Oh.
Yeah.
I need that in my collection. Bernard Berrien jersey would make it, because I try to get. I haven't gotten every team, but I have guys on multiple. You know, multiple guys in the same team. My only Vikings jersey. I have a Chris Carter.
The string of terrible wide receivers who are supposed to be great on the Vikings after Randy Moss, it cannot be longer. And Bernard Berrien, one of the first.
I think Bernard Berrien's like the poster child of that.
Yeah. Him and Cordell Patterson.
Jarius Wright.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh.
Troy Williamson.
Troy Williamson's been. Yeah. That's absolutely. He was like a top 10 pick.
Number 7. And then he couldn't catch, which is important for
I remember Troy Williamson. I was like, yeah, this guy's going to be good. And then he most definitely was not. But that was also a different era of NFL.
Bernard Berrien caught like 8 deep balls for Chicago, right?
Yep.
1 year. And then he got this huge contract. And it was clear that he couldn't, like, he was not a capable, well-rounded wide receiver.
You know what's funny is that it's almost the same thing as Sidney Rice. And he also went to Minnesota.
Yep.
Wow, very interesting. So you're in Minnesota, right?
No, I am in Fairfax, Virginia, actually.
Oh, hey. So you're close-ish to Denny, too.
Yeah, yeah, close by. We get the same traffic. It's great.
Nice.
No, we do not. No, you have to deal with Virginia traffic. I don't mess with Virginia, no way.
Stay away from Virginia.
It is.
All right, well, Robert, do you have any thoughts or any trash talk? Any trash
talk? Sounds...
Yeah, I'm now from Boston. Do you have any trash talk that you want to throw out there before you head out?
I mean, I wish Denny luck with the 18 wide receivers he got, but other than that.
Oh, you're a hater. You're a hater.
I'm in worse shape than Denny, I think, in this one.
I mean, I was impressed by how early you went quarterback, but I was thinking that someone might have picked one in the first round just to troll everyone else in the league, but
yeah,
it was pretty impressive. We held on for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what? I am going to enjoy my 18 receivers. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Great.
Everything's fine. Yeah. All right, man. I appreciate you hopping on, and good luck this season.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Take it easy. All right. So since my pick with Terrence West and Shane Vereen, we had Pierre Garçon, Anquan Boldin, Seahawks D. I went through all that. After Trekandrick West, we had Jason Witten at 162. Then Chris Conley, Terrell Pryor, Terrell Williams, Eric Ebron, Devontae Adams, Julius Thomas. Broncos D was another defense that dropped off the board. That went to Dean Becerra. ASJ, Kenneth Dixon, Jared Aberderis, and Blake Bortles to Tom. So, Tom, you got your – is that your number two? That's your second quarter? Because you have Roethlisberger too, right?
That's right. I'm realizing I just don't want to trade or talk to any of you people ever again.
Yeah, that's probably fair. That's probably a very smart thing. Yep. So the last league mate that we're talking to, we're saving the best for last. We have Mel Campo here. Thanks for patiently waiting while you listen to Denny make Harambe jokes. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good, although the Harambe jokes don't make much sense.
No?
Gotta say, I'm missing some context on that one. Sorry, Denny.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't know if you could see this wonderful picture.
Ah.
Yeah,
glorious painting. Yeah.
And so I was saying that if you squint hard, you can see the beautiful Harambe in the background.
I see him.
Yeah, guys, this was painted 7 years ago. So.
Right. Yeah, have you seen those memes? Like, I'm not gonna lie, I laugh very hard at the memes of like they're like Kim Kardashian or something, and it's like Kim Kardashian met this 8-year-old boy, and she told him that you can dream whatever you know, if you can dream it, you can do it. And then at the end, it just says that 8-year-old boy was Albert Einstein. unbelievable. So Mel, you were on the turnpike, weren't you? Just like not long ago.
I was on the turnpike for many hours today.
The Pennsylvania turnpike, which is not just any ordinary turnpike.
No, it's actually a 2-lane turnpike that winds through a bunch of terrifying mountains.
Yes.
And is filled with 18-wheelers.
Yes.
So that was fun. I'm a New Yorker, so I don't drive. My girlfriend drove across the entire state, and I clutched the handrail actually terrifyingly, hoping.
Yes. Nice. Very nice. So how's your ride? You were able to make the draft, though, which is good.
We made it. We made it with actually pretty good time.
Yeah. And your team looks like you have Derek Carr, Adrian Peterson, Jay Stu, Amari Cooper, Eric Decker, Martellus Bennett, Giovanni Bernard, Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, GGB, Theo Riddick, Deion Lewis, and Jason Witten. That looks pretty solid for a 14-teamer. Were there any surprises that you kind of felt and saw as you were drafting?
Well, I was surprised that Deion Lewis dropped all the way. I think I just picked him in like the 11th or something. And yeah. I actually just took Derek Carr in the 13th. So I feel like I'm representing the hashtag brand.
Better than I am. Yes, yeah. Way better than I am.
Yeah, although almost as good as Denny, who I believe drafted Marvin Jones before any quarterbacks went off the board.
That was me.
Yeah, JJ. Yeah.
Oh, that was you, JJ.
I had to go with the brand. I told Tom and Denny earlier on the podcast that I just completely blacked out when that happened. Just
Yeah, well, I completely blacked out, and now I've got Doriel Green Beckham, so I'm there with you.
You stare at your computer long enough, you just start seeing things. So I've asked some people this. How did you find the Living the Stream podcast?
I either heard you on Chris Harris's podcast or maybe the Fantasy Footballers. You make the rounds a lot.
Yeah, the Fantasy Footballers are great dudes. I mean, Chris Harris is too. I shouldn't say. I don't mean it like that. They're both great dudes. But I'm telling
Chris.
I am right too.
Yeah, I'm gonna call him right after this.
Like every time I go to FSTA events, I always end up hanging out with the Fantasy Footballers. Like every time, just because we enjoy the same things like fantasy football and beer.
Nice.
That's all you need.
So sophisticated.
Like all around.
Yeah, they're just good dudes. How many rounds do we have left of this thing? Two or three, maybe.
My team's
pretty odd. Well, three for me, guys, because I'm at the turn, and my team is complete trash.
I'm like hallucinating at this point. This is exhausting. I'm tired.
I'm very tired, very tired. So you're in New York, Mel.
I'm currently in Pittsburgh, but I am based in New York.
That's right. What are you in Pittsburgh for?
Moving my girlfriend in. She's a grad student at Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, so she's smarter. She's smarter than me because I went to Pitt. Which is right there, though.
Yeah, she's a very smart girl.
Same area, CMU and Pitt, right there in Oakland. You got to go to the O, the original hot dog shop.
The O?
Yeah, go to the O. You might get stabbed, but it's a lot of fun.
Is this like hot dogs I could be concerned about? Are these the kind of like gourmet hot dogs that Danny wouldn't eat? Like what
you
kind
go,
of hot dogs?
It's called the original hot dog shop, and it's phenomenally I like their O fries, which is like French fries with it's good drunk food. But they also, the reason why the O is amazing is because since you're at Pitt, so like Pennsylvania has really stupid rules with alcohol, with the beer distributors and whatnot. And so what we used to do is we could go to the O at 3 a.m. and we could buy 40s. And so in college, a lot of times when I was underage, I was just drinking 40s because that's apparently what college kids do. So Colt 45 and I were good friends back then.
Tom, are you hearing
Colt 45
this?
45 myself.
Boom.
Tom, can we call the FBI here? We get an underage drinking admission here.
Listen, I can't. I don't know if I can have a career to think about.
I can cut this out of the podcast for you, Tom.
You can rewind the draft for a couple of these picks and cut me out.
Yeah. JJ's over here saying, kids, it's cool to drink. It's okay. Your friends do it. And I'm like, I have kids. They're going to be listening to this.
I don't know what's more damaging, Denny, him saying that or you saying to the kids, don't floss. You know, they're both equally damaging.
True.
I'm making the kids woke. They're not woke. They don't know about.
They're woke.
Stay woke. So also, while you're in Pittsburgh, you got to get Permane Brothers.
What's Permane Brothers? Does it also have French fries on it? Because apparently even the salads here do.
Yes, everything has French fries on it. Permane Brothers is the go-to French fries on the sandwich kind of meal.
It's garbage.
It's phenomenally good. I like the salami that they have there. A lot of people get the cheesesteak, which isn't as good, but the salami is the goat. So go that route for sure.
Amazing. I love French fries.
Oh, then you'll definitely.
I'm in the right city for it.
Absolutely. You absolutely are. Do you have any parting thoughts, anything you want to say to us or to the listeners or trash talk or any or all of the above? It's the floor is yours.
The floor is mine. And I would just like to say the proudest pick I made tonight is still up in the air because I'm looking at this team and I've just got a total pit for a stomach.
I feel like a lot of us are kind of feeling that way with the squads right now. But at least we don't have to draft kickers. That's always a plus.
Hey, Mel, remember when things are bad, remember this is fine. This is fine.
This is fine.
Remember the meme, the internet meme. This is fine. Just check that out anytime you need to remind yourself.
Down around me. It's great.
Awesome. I appreciate you hopping on. I'm glad that you made it safely to the epicenter of the universe, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I hope you enjoy your time there. Get yourself a Permane Brothers sandwich.
Thanks. It's a cute little city. I'll try my best.
Nice. All right. I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
luck.
We did it.
Wow.
Ooh, that's everyone. Look, this might have been a shit show of a podcast, but I had a good time.
I did too.
I had a great time, guys. This has been amazing. I'm sweating really badly in my pits.
Me too. Me too. I got the back of the knee sweat going on really bad right now.
Guys, no joke. I have sweat. It's dripping down the side of me right now. It's disgusting.
Actually, you can just feel that back sweat coming.
It's horrifying. My hair is a little sweaty, like in the back. I don't know what's happening.
I'm sitting on my wife's side of the bed right now, and I'm just soaking it. She's going to be very upset.
This is it's been a very interesting episode of Cribs.
Can we find a way to make that cat painting with the real grass one of the t-shirts available on Late Round TV?
Oh my gosh, that's a great idea. Man. That's a phenomenal idea.
I would love one of those.
That's an amazing idea. We will get Denny to take a picture of that, and I will make it into a t-shirt so everyone can wear it around. Before we head out, Denny, why don't you let everyone know where they can find you?
Oh, yeah, to pick my – well, by the way, I'm picking Robert Griffin III as my quarterback.
Oh, so good.
Nice. Boom. All right. Yeah. You can find me at jaredcook.com. I'm just at cdcarter13 on Twitter. And we have lots of stuff coming in for draftdayconsultants.com right now. So check it out. If you're going to miss your draft this weekend, we can fill in for you so your team is not a total disaster. Draftdayconsultants.com.
All right, Tom, why don't you tell everyone what you're working on, what your handle is, all of that.
All righty. My handle on Twitter is Tom E. Scott. And I'm working on Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies that'll be out next year. I'm on the TV show Scream if you want to check that out, and lots of other good stuff on the way.
Oh, nice. I will check that out.
Hollywood TES.
That's me.
The greatest. And I am at Late Round QB on Twitter, and you can find all my work over at numberfire.com. Just published an article today, 13 players that I'm targeting basically in every draft, my favorite value picks in fantasy football this season, so check that out. Guys, Tom, you want to join us for Milkshake?
Absolutely, I'm in.
Let's do it.
All right, guys, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to Living the Stream. We hope you enjoyed the internet podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes now. It won't take long, it's fast. For more fantasy football info, check out LateRoundQB.com. Hope you come back soon as we share about the team.